Welcome to episode 2 of this 3-day game of Tag Across Europe. As a quick reminder, in this game, each of us is trying to get to a different location in Europe. Last episode, Adam was the runner and tried to get to Bratislava, Slovakia, but we managed to catch him just over the Slovenian border. That means now it's my turn, I'm Sam by the way, to try to get to my location of Lyon, France. I've got a 45-minute start before Ben and Adam can start chasing after me, so I need to figure out a plan.
We are so freaking back. This is not how I want to necessarily start my run, but I think I might have found a really good move. I'm just not sure. I'm really just not sure. The Italian train station is that way. The Slovenian train station is this way. And if I'm going to the Italian one, I really need to rush, but I think I have a really good move by going out of the Slovenian one.
What is his plan, do you reckon?
I've got...
You think he'll go north?
He could.
Into more... I mean...
He could go up into Austria.
If I were him, I would, like, maybe go north up into... further into Slovenia, and then into Austria, and then west.
All I know is that his best bet is to get on the other side of the Alps.
Yeah.
I can get to Austria tonight on a route that they cannot even come close to taking. Before the freeze period is over, there's a train to Jesenice, I guess, and that train... Okay, come on. Oh my God, these train schedules are so unreliable.
It's having a lot of trouble loading his location. Oh, he seems to be walking.
But he's not going so fast.
No, he's not in a hurry, which is sort of surprising to me. You would think he should be in a hurry.
Is there a later train to Jesenice, or is there not? There are different places are telling me different train schedules. Oh my God, now this third place tells me something completely different. Which is the fuck? Okay, that's too risky. I need to get to the Italian station.
In terms of the other train station, let's take a look at its departure board.
Well, I'm looking at the train schedule.
Yeah. What does it say?
And so there's a train in like half an hour to Udine. I think that he's just going to kind of have to come back the way that we came.
Well, that seems good.
Yeah. And also it's like, he's not going to be able to do that for a half an hour.
Back to Italy. Oh, I'm already in Italy. This is great. We're doing great. I did just waste 5 minutes walking out of the opposite direction because I thought a great plan, but that's fine. That is fine. We're doing totally fine. Everything is awesome. This is great. Definitely not stressed. Definitely not feeling the pressure of, you know, prior seasons of Set Tag and that long ago. Okay. Doing great.
Would we be able to make it to the train station before that train to Venice left?
Well, so what time are we back in?
3:35.
Yeah. I mean, the 3:43 to Venice.
It's at 3:43.
And we're not going to make that. So I think at that point we have to go down to Trieste.
Whoa. No. Oh, that doesn't seem good.
No, it doesn't seem good for us.
We're on the bus. The bus is on its break. This is the bus to the train station. Research time.
So he actually might not be in that bad of a position. So that would get him to Venice at 6. How fast could we get to Venice?
We go down to Mount Monfalcone. That's what I was saying.
Down to Monfalcone and then back up.
Yeah.
And then we're only like an hour behind him.
It could be better.
And the bus is late. And I think I'm going to miss my train. Oh, this is awesome. The train was delayed 10 minutes. We're good. Okay, so here's the thing. My train at least theoretically, will get in at 3:52 to Udine. And the first train that they can take will not get into 5:22. So theoretically, I will have turned my 45-minute gap into an hour-and-a-half gap and then get a train out of there somewhere west. But at least I will have confident challenge time on the ground there, which is really important to generating budget.
Ben, he's already on a train.
Yep, Sam's off. We're about to be out of our freeze period, but I think that means that he's on the train to Udine. Yeah.
But I think he gets stuck in Udine for a little bit. This is not great, though, because our trains... It actually turned out that his train was very well-timed. Our trains are going to be very poorly timed. We're going to have to end up waiting like 45 minutes for our train.
You know the way?
I do.
Okay.
Let's go this way.
All right.
Let's go this way.
Freeze period over. Sam, we're coming for you.
We are, in fact, coming for you.
Welcome to you, Denise.
Scheduled departure at 6:50.
Might figure out a good plan.
At platform 7. Scheduled departure at 6:50.
So here's the deal. I think I found this route that will get me to this small town that they cannot get to tonight with an hour and a half to spare. And the thing that I like about that is that it's at the confluence of four different rail lines. So I think tomorrow morning, hopefully, I'll be able to, like, choose which direction I go and juke them out. Hopefully. I don't know. I need to do more research, but I have to get on this train towards Treviso now if I'm going to do this. So I think I'm going to do that. And I can do more research on there to make sure that this is the right move. But for now, it's sounding good.
We're back in Italy.
Benvenuta a Italia.
Short little stint in Slovenia.
But I had a great time there. I made friends.
I have a feeling you won't be seeing them again, Adam.
No, probably not. But they tried their best to help me, I think. Welcome back to Gorizia Stazione.
Yep, where we have to figure out what train we're getting on. Probably the safest thing is to just follow him.
Yeah. So, Ben, where is he? We will know soon if he gets on the train towards Venice. So we could then make our fastest way to Venice, which doesn't go through Udine.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if we were confident...
Wait a minute. It shows I don't have his location as of 5 minutes ago, and that's when that train left.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah, he left. Okay. So that means that he is going down towards Venice.
He could stop before Venice. Particularly, he could stop in Treviso. It seems to me that Venice is not very risky because we could get to anywhere he might be going.
Including
anyway.
Venice, which is probably where he's going.
Right. So that means we go down to Monfalcone, and then we transfer to Vicenza.
Beautifully pronounced. Welcome back to Monfalcone.
Welcome. I've never been to Monfalcone.
Well, welcome for the very first time.
Did you guys go to Monfalcone?
We did. We went to Monfalcone, and I saw a lizard.
Whoa, that's
Play
awesome.
That footage. Wow. That was great footage of me seeing a lizard. Okay.
Is it cool here?
No.
Okay. Great.
Also, I made Sam eat a leaf. Play that footage of me making Sam eat
you
a leaf.
You made him eat a leaf?
Ben, your shoes up. Why did you kill that?
I'll give you 20 coins out of my budget to eat this leaf. So now we are off... straight to Venice on the high-speed line. We just got a transfer here, and then we're going straight there. It seems like Sam's still on his way that direction.
He is trucking along. Every minute that he stays on this train that he's on is good.
So now Ben and Adam are getting on a high-speed train to Venice, seeing that I'm still heading in that direction. But unfortunately for them, I'm not going all the way to Venice. In fact, I just got off my train here in Treviso. That's because I'm getting on a different train, the train to Vicenza, which I'm going to get off early again to board a train north towards my strategic hub of Bassano del Grappa. Hopefully, all these random transfers will throw them off, and until they can figure out where I'm actually going, not Venice, not Vicenza, but this small town all the way up here, they're going to be stuck on a train going in the wrong direction.
Okay.
Several updates.
So it looks like Sam transferred in Treviso.
Yes.
Onto a train to Vicenza.
I would say on its face, seems like a smart move.
Smart move. He figured maybe we're going to Venice. He's dodging us in Venice.
The unfortunate thing is that the high-speed train that we're on to Venice continues on straight to Vicenza.
Yep.
So we are now going to get to Vicenza at 7:30. He will get to Vicenza, I think it's 6:46, but like, I think he's going to have to do some challenges in Vicenza, which means that we're going to get even.
And I think he's going to have to get lucky with them too in order to get out of there on time.
And if there's one thing that Sam often struggles with, it is luck.
No, God hates Sam.
All right. Well, Sam, we will see you in Vicenza. Unless he stops somewhere else.
All right, welcome to Castelfranco something. I don't really know. I'm just connecting here to my final destination, for today at least. So I do have about 20 minutes, which I think is just enough to justify a card pull. So that is shuffle. First challenge of the season. Let's go. Puzzle box.
Amy's puzzle box. Complete Amy's puzzle box. Do not destroy Amy's puzzle box.
Finally. Oh my God. Now that is a great one because I can start it here. If I don't complete it, that's fine. Here it is. The puzzle box. We've been carrying this around for like multiple seasons. So here's the thing about Amy's puzzle box. Historically, Amy's challenges have never been the easiest. Okay, there's a bunch of QR codes here. The first one I went to a website that has stuff on it. The other one seemed to just go to Rick Astley's Never Gonna Give You Up. So yeah, okay, the other one's a Rickroll, so I actually nailed it the first time. Okay, so this website, there's three tweets. There's one from me, one from Adam, one from Ben. And we have a three-digit code here. What am I supposed to interpret from these tweets? Maybe the time? 9:07:429. And then Adam's time is 10:12, which we can't do because this is only three digits. 7:08 is the number of views on my tweet. I don't know.
Ben, I have some news.
Is it good news or bad news?
I would call it bad news. Sam has stopped in Castello di Godego.
What?
Sam has stopped in Castelfranco Veneto.
Okay.
My guess is he probably wants to go up towards Trento.
Yeah, well, we looked at this option a little bit, and like, you would go up from there to Bassano del Grappa, and then up from there to Trento, and then like
up through the Alps into Austria.
So what's interesting is, from our perspective, the fastest way to Trento is not that way. The fastest way to Trento is through Verona and then up.
Do we think we could beat him there?
Well, we actually couldn't continue on to Verona because it would get in at 8 p.m. We'd get in at exactly 8, which we're not allowed to do.
Well, we could get close to Verona.
No, because the stop before is Vicenza.
Oh. Okay.
So that's really frustrating.
I'm going to break open the emergency snack that they gave us.
There is a button for a hint, but if I use the hint, I only get half the value of this challenge, which would be not cool. Okay, what the f*** else could this mean? Okay. Oh. There's just so many different numbers on here. I'm not good at puzzles, to be honest. I was trying to figure out if, like, the number of days between the different tweets is equal or something, but it doesn't seem to be. I think I've decided to be lame. I don't want to waste too much time on this. There are a lot of challenges that can be done quickly. I'm going to take the hint. Oh, my God. That's so fucking obvious. Oh. So the second one has who won, so one. The third one has two, four an iced latte. Of course. I really should have gotten that. Oh, God damn it. There's more? Well, there's a quarter in it. Okay, I need to go to my train. All right, let's go to wherever the fuck we're going next. I don't remember. All right, last train of the day, I think. Pretty sure. Because basically what I'm trying to do is I'm going further than, as far as I can tell, they can get tonight. Part of why I like this town is it feels like where I would go if I'm trying to take the line that goes north of it into the Alps to start to cross the Alps. I'm not, because unfortunately the schedules don't work. There's not a train for a couple hours into the day tomorrow. I would definitely get caught by then. But it looks like it.
Looks like he's on the move. I do know he was talking big talk about getting through the Alps, and that is way worse for me. He's probably intimidated by me because he knows that I'm going to win.
Yeah.
So I think they'll, assume that they can catch me there, assume that I'll, just get stuck there. I think they would essentially follow me specifically and expect to catch me there. By juking them out, I can force them to go there, get stuck there a little bit, and go somewhere else. Hopefully. We'll see.
We could follow him to Bassano del Grappa.
Well, in many ways, it's one of the sort of classic tag dilemmas, which is like, do we take the risk of going around and trying to get in front of him?
Yeah.
Or do we just chase right after him?
I don't know. I really don't know. We need to decide in the next 28 minutes, because that's when we have to decide whether we're getting off this train in Venice. If he can get to Bassano del Grappa by 6:44...
Yeah, he'll be making really good time.
Welcome to Bassano del Grappa. And mamma mia, it is gorgeous. Look at this. Alps. There is a train that goes through that valley up north. I wish I could take it. Unfortunately, it leaves too late tomorrow morning. It'll catch me. It leaves about an hour and a half into the game day.
He gets in. It's 6:44. Right? Like, how far up can he get? He could get on the 725. So the furthest he could get would be Primo Llano, then. If you started at 6 a.m. in Primo Llano, can you make, like, an early train? You can. Unfortunately, Ben, you can make an early train
to Trento.
There's a train that just happens to start in Fremilano that runs once a day that goes straight to Trento. Fast.
Oh, they heard Sam was in town.
That's insane that that exists.
Okay, things are getting a little twisty, so let's take a minute to clarify what's going on. Right now, I'm in Bassano del Grappa, where I plan to do challenges until the game day ends at 8 p.m. From there, there's a train line north into the Alps, but I don't plan on taking it. Instead, my hope is to bait Ben and Adam into coming after me, which, thanks to some weird train schedules, would cause them to get stuck in a nearby town overnight, allowing me to juke them and take a train west in the morning, stranding them behind me. Meanwhile, Ben and Adam are really worried I'm going to head north, and have just discovered an especially good route I could take north. I don't even know that this route exists, but now they're so afraid of me taking it that instead of following me, they're considering going around me on a faster route to Trento to cut me off. So now, back to them, as they decide what to do.
We have to decide in the next 3 minutes what we're doing. I think we have to go around. I think we don't have a choice.
Yeah, we're going around, and it means he's going to get up into the Alps, but I think we can catch him there, at least.
I just think we don't have a choice.
We can't follow after him. I think we'll just lose too much time, especially in the morning.
We'll end up, like, almost 2 hours behind him if we try to follow him.
Yeah.
For now, we got to lock in and finish this challenge. All right, this is the part that I already completed back wherever the fuck I was, I remember. Oh, that's looking good. Oh, that's looking good. Ooh. Yes, 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 yes. And then, oh my God, don't let this, is this a red herring piece? I think it's a red herring. I know Amy, she would. Let's flip that. It's concerning that these numbers are sideways. Upon further analysis, the numbers are sideways because the puzzle is wrong.
He is playing pretty well, given the hand he was dealt.
This is our last chance. This is Venice.
I think we have to stay on.
Yeah, we're going around. Okay.
It's not what I want. I just don't think we have a choice, frankly.
What the hell? Oh, great. Okay, let's try these ones and assume that's a red herring. No, that's not right. Okay. What else could be wrong? There's also this quarter. I have no idea why there's a quarter. What if I take this number and quarter it? No. Of course not. I'm an idiot. I don't know why I'm an idiot yet. What does the quarter mean? It says bing bong. Why does it say bing bong? Bing bong. Oh my God. It was bing bong. You'll find your challenge where you find... What? Okay, so this is basically translating to pickled plum, which is the thing that Scotty and I tried in Japan.
Have you ever had pickled plum?
I don't believe I have had pickled plum.
Oh, you're in for a treat.
Oh, it's moist. I guess it is pickled. Cheers. Ew.
But I don't know, like, how I'm supposed to continue the puzzle box. Because the website doesn't have anything more.
What's the status, Adam?
Well, Ben, he doesn't seem to be getting on the train we thought he would get on.
No, it seems like he might be ending the day in Bassano del Grappa, which is not as far as we thought he was going to get.
No. And if that is, in fact, where he's ending the day, it means we have made a mistake.
Yeah, it means that we simply did not have to go this hard. We may have gone a little too hard.
I mean, maybe that train's delayed, but, like, he's not even at the station, though.
God damn it, Sam.
This is really bad. This is really bad. I can't even figure out, like, how I could progress, because I've solved this. There's nowhere to, like, input information. Fundamentally, I just don't know how to continue, because, like, I've scanned all these QR codes. This string, I don't know what the string is about. I've solved the puzzle. The number doesn't seem to do anything. This doesn't do this. This doesn't do that. I don't know where to input anything. I kind of feel like I might just have to veto, but then I, like, barely have a viable next option at that point, unless they've really catastrophically messed up. I want to decide now so that my veto period doesn't last until the morning at 7:29. And it's 30 minutes. I think I have been stumped. So, 3 seconds to spare, I'm going to veto. I just don't know how to continue. It's probably going to be something stupid obvious. This is really bad. This is really bad. This is going to, like, dramatically influence my ability to even come close to winning this.
All right, well, welcome to Vicenza. Yeah, what can I say, really?
We got scared.
We got scared. Okay, one second. I'm trying to see if we can do any backtracking tonight.
We could get to, like, here, but that doesn't
That's
really...
the wrong way.
Oh, hey.
Hello.
So, well, I was going to say I'm sorry, but I'm mostly not. I'm sorry that bad luck has befallen, but I'm very excited that luck got used. Okay. Here's the solution. Did you put the puzzle together?
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What did you get from that experience?
Numbers.
Okay. Have you noticed anything about, like, what you could do with the numbers?
Let me see if I flip them over. Well, no, clearly, but, you know.
Well, sure.
No.
What would you usually do if confronted with a set of three numbers, then three numbers, then four numbers?
Then four numbers?
Yeah, there's 10 puzzle pieces.
So it turned out the 10th puzzle piece was in my pocket. See, when I left Castelfranco mid-solve, I stuffed everything into my pocket, and when I took out the puzzle pieces in Pisano, I accidentally left one in my pocket. Whoops. Once I found the 10th puzzle piece, Amy told me it was a phone number, so I gave it a call, and it said,
"Welcome to the Jetlag the Game helpline, proudly offering assistance to weary travelers since 2023. Please listen to our menu for options. To hear about my day, press 1. To hear from a local, press 2. To hear the puzzle box challenge, press 3.
I tried each of the options.
I had a pretty good day, actually. Here's Evan from Switzerland. I'm sorry, there are no puzzle box challenges available at this time.
And when that got me nowhere, I called Real Amy again, and she told me that, like the website said, the phone menu is seasonal, so I'd have to enter the jet lag season where I ate those plum things, which was season 6. So I called Robot Amy again, dialed 6, and got this.
Yeah, you got me. There's always a puzzle box challenge available. And here it is. Blow on the coin and say, I wish with all my socks to get coins from the puzzle box. Then throw it into water. Once the coin lands in water, your wish is granted and the challenge is complete."
But I had already vetoed, so I didn't do any of that.
That really, 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 really sucks. Like, both for my prospects of winning, but also just, like, I feel quite bad because, like, that was all in my control. You know, it doesn't feel as bad when you fail because of, like, a train delay or a cancellation or just, like, good strategy by the other guys. Like, that was just, like, straight up just me failing that. Ugh. Tiny things like that. Literally that one puzzle piece in my pocket might have cost me the game. At least Ben and Adam haven't caught me yet. Got that going for me.
Welcome.
to Vicenza.
Benvenuti a Vicenza. Yeah, a little bit of a curveball. Sam had basically like a god tier route to Trento.
Yeah. If he had just gone a little bit into the Alps tonight, he would be able to get to Trento like an hour earlier tomorrow morning.
And more than an hour earlier, an hour 20 earlier.
We honestly don't know why he didn't.
Yeah, it's hard to say. In our opinion, he played himself.
But either way, it means that if we continue on to Trento, which is our plan to cut him off, we'll now get there before he gets there.
For sure, before he gets there, which could be good. Alternative option, we could backtrack and just go to where he is now, Bassano al Grappa, because the first train to Trento from there is at 7:25, and we could get there at 7:20.
And we would be able to get him, assuming
no delays.
No delays, which does not seem like a good thing to assume.
I was on a delayed train today.
Really? Yeah, we were on quite a few. I'm going to sleep on it.
Yeah, we'll sleep on it.
We'll sleep on it.
And we'll see you at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning in this exact same spot.
Good night.
All right. It's finally the rest period. I'm going to lock in this to my end location and see you tomorrow. Hopefully that goes better than today.
Now it's the end of day one and time for the first rest period. Every day at 8 p.m., players stop wherever they are, go to a hotel to sleep, and resume gameplay from that exact location at 6 a.m. the next morning. And now, day two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back to Vicenza. So, we've had some time to ruminate.
Here is my take.
Give me your take, Adam.
All right, it's 6 a.m. Oh, man, we're back. All right, obviously last night didn't go amazing, but I'm back with a new strategy, because here's the thing. All I need is to have the spirit of a champion. That's right, with a can-do attitude and a little bit of gumption, I can achieve any... Okay, we're going to gamble, basically.
So far, it has seemed like about 1 in 3 trains that we have experienced in Italy gets delayed.
Yes.
Which means, if we were to go to Bassano del Grappa, I would say there's about a 1 in 3 chance that we are there 5 minutes later than it's scheduled to get in, and then we miss sail.
I think it's too risky. I think we gotta go to Trento and try and cut him off in the Alps, which also is a cool sentence.
It's a fun sentence to say. So. I just think it's like, look, we could have a 2/3 chance of catching him at 7:20, or we could have seemingly about 100% chance of catching him at 9:30 when he gets there. And I would rather the 100% chance.
Yeah. And when we say 100% on jet lag, we mean like 85.
Yeah.
But that means we should go.
Yeah.
We increase the cost of the double up power up this time, where, you know, you get twice the value of the challenge. But this time, instead of 2x the veto penalty, we get 3x. And also, just like the challenges are harder, as you saw last night, you can reasonably fail some. But the thing is, I think I'm going to get caught pretty soon regardless if I don't get more budget, because I'm pretty low. So I feel like I might as well. Yeah. Bit of a Hail Mary, but let's buy the double up power up and pull another challenge. If this is good, we've got this. Okay, ready? Is it good? Chat, we are so bad.
Well, it's clear that it's very good.
Pretty good.
Do you want to tell them what the card was?
No, they have to go watch the next episode.
Where?
Nebula.
What?
Every episode is available 1 week early on Nebula.
That's awesome news.
So you can either celebrate whatever just happened with me, or get really frustrated because you're rooting for my downfall.
I know I am.
That is right. So anyway, you should go to Nebula and watch that. And, you know, once you're done watching that,
I think there's some other stuff you could check out.
That's so true. There is other stuff that you could check out. You could, for example, check out The Getaway, which is an entire series that we made that is exclusive to Nebula, which is basically like a version of The Mole, but we made everybody The Mole.
That was pretty good.
And they all think that they're the only one, and it sort of takes place on a bus going through the American West, and it's a lot of fun. And if you're done watching that, you could also listen to The Layover, which is our Nebula-exclusive podcast, where we recap every episode of Jetlag, and we sort of give you some extra behind the scenes, and we give you, you know, extra strategy details that didn't make it into the cut, and we just sort of joke around and have an all-around good time.
But listen up, buckaroos. That's not all. It's not just our stuff on Nebula. There is a massive catalog of great content from other creators that you know and love. We got real-life lore on there. We got real engineering on there. We got Jesse Gender on there just put out an amazing short film called Identities.
We've got Abigail Thorne, the creator of Philosophy Tube, who just released a trailer for an amazing new movie called Dracula's Ex-Girlfriend.
And, you know, this is just another one of the many Nebula originals that we're able to make thanks to all the Nebula subscribers' subscription fees. You know, we take these creators and help fund these big dream projects, such as this really well-produced thing and three white boys running around Italy with iPhones.
That's our show where we tricked people in the Midwest, in the West, in the American West.
That was, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, you should sign up and I'll mention a little secret.
Whoa.
Nebula.tv/jetlag.
Whoa.
It's this very, very secret link.
Whoa.
We keep it very under wraps. And because on there, you can get 40% off an annual subscription.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to lose so much money on that. You better not type that into your browser.
That would be so bad. I would be so annoyed if you put that in your browser.
I would be so pissed if you used our discount code.
Especially if like a ton of people did it.
So many people did it, that would be so bad for us.
We'd be screwed.
We'd have to make more shows.
Yeah.
Ugh. Okay. Anyway, go to nebula.tv/sign up and bye.
And bye.
Yeah.